right. Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. It's June 13th, 7 p.m. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifsteck?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Schimp?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Crawford?
Here.
And Forrestal?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. Then we have Russ, Daniel, and Judy. And Shelley. Let's see, are there any amendments to the agenda? Do we have any presentations? Okay, if everybody could take a look at the minutes and make a motion to approve when you're ready. I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for May 9th, the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting.
Second. Millen?
Yes.
Reifsteck?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Schimp?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Garcia?
Yes.
Do we have any correspondence? Any public comment? Friends of the Library report.
We met this morning and we approved $1,300 for the library for $600 for the Harry Potter program, which is August 6th, as you know, and $200 for the adult summer reading program for prizes, and you can all pick up your little brochure out of the desk. And also, we have a monthly craft program. I don't know if any of you have been to it, but it's been very popular. It's once a month, but it meets in the morning and in the evening, and there are people from all ages, teenagers to older people, my age and older. And we approve $500 for the year for supplies for that. And every month it's something different, so it's a different audience every time. We also approved the change to the Constitution for the Friends to just, we added a few words that define who we are, that we are a group of volunteers. That was the only thing that we changed.
Great, thank you.
Oh, can I just add one more thing? Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Real quickly. After the meeting this morning, we also had a used book sale meeting, which will be over Labor Day weekend. And our prices this year are going to be rock bottom. And so talk about the best book sale ever. The hardcover books have always been $2 in the past and $1 for paperbacks. Everything is going to be $1. Wow. Except for children's paperbacks that are 50 cents. So, inflation has not hit. Come and get a bargain.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go over the financials. Shelley, was there anything that stood out?
So, My credit card bill has a few Amazon purchases on here, and those are for the STEM kits that we will be reimbursed for our grant that we received. So they went on my Amazon account, and it's under books, but it's the kits.
Okay.
Just so you see that. That's really the big purchase in here, and I have a couple of office supplies and cleaning supplies on here as well. So on page 10, you'll see that there's three checks on here. This is going towards FY22. So these were some things that took place in April. So that's why they're posted to FY22. And the rest of the checks from page 11, 12, 13 through 16, those are for FY23.
Okay.
We had to pay Liberty Mutual is for our crime bond, our yearly crime bond, $456. You're going to see two RJ O'Neill bills. That's for HVAC repairs, and I'll talk more about that. So there's a check for $5,319.79 in there. And everything else is a monthly expense, nothing out of the ordinary.
I'll make a motion that we pay our bills for accounts payable of $23,883.30 and payroll for $41,371.41 for a total disbursement of $65,254.71.
Second.
Reifstadt?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Schimpf? Pissola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Borstal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
Can we have the report of the library director, please?
So our summer reading program kicked off starting June, going June 1st through July 31st, and our theme this year is Fizz Boom Read. So it coincides with our STEM grant that we had. Jeanette's going to be doing several programs with some of our STEM kids. She did one this morning on anatomy. So each week there will be a different program that highlights each one of the kids that people can check out and take home. We have several local businesses that have graciously donated prizes for summer reading, and we have a flyer on page 40 listing all of our sponsors. Let's see. I won't go over everything here. She's starting a library internship on Fridays. So kids 9 through 13 can apply to have a library sponsorship here, and they just get a opportunity to sit and kind of shadow her and see what life in the library is like. So that's really a neat program for the little ones. We're going to have a story time at Pharmacy Farm Stand out in Newark. It'll be a honeybee program. And they will not be by the honeybees. Just making sure people know that. Weather permitting. We're partnering with the Yorkville School District again this year for a Get Ready for Kindergarten program. Those will be on every other Thursday. So sign up for those on our website. The School of Wizardry, we're still in the throes of planning this program. I believe we have about 15 volunteers right now. And I've included in your packet brochures for sign up and for volunteers. So today, I believe, is the first day of registration. I have not checked to see how many people have registered yet, but coming along pretty well. So more to follow. We started a Dungeons and Dragons program for adults. We had a gentleman volunteer his time for this. This has become quite popular again, I guess, with
Stranger Things. Things.
Yeah, right. So, Daniel, you belong to that. Wednesday, we are having the Illinois Storm Chasers here to present their second program for us, 2.0, Storm Chasing. So, if you would like to attend that, you can register online. We had probably 75 people here last time.
That was a great program last year. That was
awesome. It was. And it was.
It's a jinx on our
good
time.
We are one of our libraries, Illinois Libraries Presents Program speakers is Chef Kwame Owachi, I believe is how it's pronounced. He is an award-winning chef, former Top Chef contestant. He's written a book, and he will be on a Zoom discussion Wednesday, June 22nd. And I believe then there's one more after that, and that wraps up for the summer, and then they'll start back up in September, and I believe Matlin will be the next speaker. We are excited to announce the Mobile Museum of Tolerance will be rolling into the library. So this is a bus-sized traveling exhibit that tells stories about combating anti-Semitism, bullying, racism, hate, intolerance. So they will be here July 5th through the 8th. So I will be this week reaching out to several community leaders, let them know that this will be here, asking them to attend and also share the message as well. It's unfortunate because this museum is geared towards high school students, and when I signed up to do this, I thought maybe we would be able to catch it for the fall, but they put us on the summer schedule. Let's see. We had several incidents with our chiller, which I will update you on. And I kind of put the notes in my packet as well. That has cleaned out our lower gutters, but we need to hire someone to come clean out the upper on the rooftop gutters for us. So I'll be working on finding someone to do that. He does not. I don't blame him. I have issues. Yeah, he can do that. Also, I can't remember if I told you about this or not. The beginning of the calendar year, we're going to be looking at moving to a cleaning service. So that's still in the works as well. I had our staff member, our director of adult services that we just hired last July, give her notice, so her last day will be this Friday. So we've quickly posted that position, and today was our fourth interview with someone, so trying to hire someone really fast. We have two internal people that applied, and then two external people as well. So
get someone hired. If we go outside, it's going to take probably a month. We're going to go through the background checks and all of that. So. Our last meeting, I let you guys know about vandalism going on in the library, and Tara had kind of suggested that maybe I reach out to the board members to let them know. So I reached out to Sean just to let him know what was going on and what happened. And I also reached out to the principal, Travis. Is that right? And, well, actually, I emailed Mr. Shim, and he reached out to the principal, and the principal and a dean of students was over here that day to talk about what was going on, and I let them know that we would probably have to hire a plumber to fix the clogged plumbing, and he volunteered to have one of their maintenance people come over, and they were able to fix the toilet for us. And then the next day, the dean of students came over and viewed our security cameras and found several students that were not eligible to be off campus. So I believe there was some discipline involved in that. And then he said he had recognized the person that did the vandalism and asked if we would like to have that person do community service here. And I said that I didn't want the library to be used as a form of punishment, that I felt that that should come from the school itself. So that's that. Let's see. So, and then with that, I reached out to a school board member just to let them know what was going on, because I, you know, just want to make sure that they know too. This month I've also been working on the IPLA report. It's an Illinois State Public Library report that has to be filed 60 days after your fiscal year, end of your fiscal year. It's lots and lots and lots of numbers and information, and I've had some help from the city, so I should be filing that this week as well. And lastly, we had a professional photographer come in to take pictures of the library, and we have someone that is a member of the Friends of the Library that has a marketing company, and so she's going to create a new brochure for the library, so at no charge for us, which is very nice. So we'll just have to have it printed.
So the attendance with the IPLAR has gone up considerably, right? The library attendance?
That will be, that's in, I created an annual report. Just lists our vision, mission statement, and a little bit of a year in review. So our library visits were at 55,531 people for the year. So yes, it was up considerably from last year. So I hope to next month start creating a monthly statistics that'll compare this year to last year's month. I can show an up and down percentage increase or decrease.
Sounds good.
And these are just some of the upgrades and programs and changes that we have done, and maybe some future plans that we would like to see. And just a thank you for on the back page of our community partnerships that we've had out here.
Very nice.
See, no committees met. All right, let's go into unfinished business. Yorkville Education Foundation Story Walk.
So this is the memorandum from Tim Evans to the Yorkville Park Board. So this is just a summary of what they've been working on with the Yorkville Education Foundation. So it has been approved to go into Heartland Circle subdivision. And the last page is the layout of it. They will be in charge of installation. The Parks and Rec will be in charge of installation, and the Yorkville Education Foundation will be paying for all of the materials, and they'll be responsible for any damage and updating of the equipment, and they are going to partner with us with providing the books. Mm-hmm. So for right now, I believe Stephanie Q, she works for the school district, she's going to meet with Jeanette, and they're going to utilize some of the ones that we already have in place for the first couple months, I guess. And then they might do a study and ask the community what they might like to see, and maybe just have events going on. I know they want to try to push this out before school starts, and they talked about doing a whole event there to kind of kick it off. So that's to be determined. So, but I'll let you know.
Nice location. Yeah.
I think this is red building.
I think they're installing winter. I don't know. Yeah.
That's neat. Okay. Security camera quote.
Okay, that is on. On page 43 of your packet. So this is from Griffin Systems, who has installed our newest cameras and camera system. And we have currently two cameras that are out of order, and we'd like to try to upgrade a few cameras at a time and migrate them over into the new system. So this was a quote. I asked him to give me a quote for six cameras, five outside, five inside and one outside. So this is his quote. And I chose some high profile areas to replace the cameras on.
Okay.
The traffic areas.
And these are identical to the cameras that we currently have on the new system?
Yes.
Because those work really well. Those are nice. Great resolution. We can actually see.
Yep. Yeah.
People.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have seen the comparisons side by side of old and new.
So does this includes the labor, the camera, the cable run, all of that?
Yes, okay. It's the second line, I believe, is the category 6, and then the installation is the last one, $1,800.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
The middle line, ACC 7 standard, is the license. The first line is the five indoor cameras, and the second line is the outdoor cameras.
Okay.
ACC 7 is the what?
License.
Software license.
So we don't have that with the initial install?
Looks like it comes with each camera.
It's probably the firmware is my guess. Is that, no?
This is the license is what goes on the server.
Okay. To operate. Okay.
Yeah.
To operate the camera. Okay. Well, we do need it. And I'll make a motion that we adopt this estimate. We go out and purchase the cameras for $6,650 from Griffin Systems. If people want to talk about this some more, I'm fine with that. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Shim?
Yes.
Okay. Pasola?
Yes.
Milchewski?
Yes.
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifstech?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. So, personnel committee. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. So in July we'll set up a
personnel committee meeting. Or it could be before, depending on if everyone's available, who's on that committee.
Currently.
Okay. How would you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so next is nominations for officers for the board. I'd like to still put my name in for president. I don't know about for vice president. If others want to say, you know, put their name in for officer. Anyone? Ryan? Rosie? Anyone? For treasurer, for secretary?
The officers are president, vice president, treasurer, secretary. Mm-hmm. Those are the officers. And, you know, currently it's you and I, but if anyone else wants to be a part of the game, but mm-hmm. otherwise, you know, I don't mind, it's mine, but whoever wants to be, they can only make themselves.
Do you have to have all? Oh, you just say there's four. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'll sit two of us.
No, we do all of it.
We do all of it.
Every year.
Oh,
every okay. year we nominate mm-hmm. whoever we want. Now we have a new board, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Wants to
oh,
and
if it. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. We're still in the board. He wants to still put himself in the hat. You know, whoever we have a new board, I'm still here. Mm-hmm.
So, what positions are you looking to fill?
All right,
what are you?
So president, vice president, treasurer, secretary. Mm-hmm. You can nominate yourself, or if you can go up for it, and then we go to a vote.
Mm-hmm. And you would like to vote, you two would both like to stay in your current positions. Mm-hmm.
If that's fine.
Which is president and
vice president.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to go for president?
You want me to go for president?
Yeah, you can knock me out.
Have
anybody interested in?
In any of the officers.
Yeah.
Secretary.
Secretary? Okay. All right.
I'll take
you. So, secretary has to sign, like the IPLAR report.
The IPLAR report.
Yes. Like, she's working
you
on just, right now.
You put your signature on.
All officers are check signers.
Yeah.
They can sign checks.
Right. So all officers would have to sign off over at the city. Rob has to get signatures for gather information for the bank so we can sign checks. The officers can sign checks. Anybody up for treasurer?
Has the skills
for treasurer?
Mm-hmm. The city does all the financials, but you basically just give the report at the meeting. Oh, so
you review it.
You do something with Shelley.
Usually, I check in with the treasurer before. Nobody wants.
Step out. Yes. Thank you.
You said yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I said nothing.
I didn't know
that. I said that's what they said.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. So we have our officers.
You have your nominees.
We have a nominee.
Yes. Yeah.
So next month, everybody votes.
Vote. So you take it down.
Can we take a roll call?
Roll call vote.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You, hey, you don't have to campaign. Rosie, you can have a signed vote for
Rosie. Right, right.
Okay.
Okay, so.
All right. Now, HVAC. The dreaded HVAC.
Okay, so this started on the day after the board meeting.
The day after the board meeting?
Of course. We had a alarm detection in our server room go off, and that was an indicator that it was a high head pressure, so I had to call someone to come look at it up on the roof, and we needed a new part for that. So he ordered the part, which took over a week to get come in, and the next day our main chiller went out.
Oh no.
So you have to keep the server room cool because of all the equipment in there. So it's when it has been needing repair, we've usually just opened the door and blown fans from the main library into there to keep it cool. Well, the main library went out. So it got really hot. It was 90 degrees upstairs.
Wow.
At one point. So I called the city, asked if they had any temporary air conditioning units. They don't. So I called rental companies. And Yorkville didn't have any, but she was gracious enough to find someone that had it and put me in touch with the person. And so we rented one. So it cost about $700 to rent it for a week. So futures, I think we should buy one. I went to Menards, and Ted was able to help me and said that he thought I could get one for Menards for $600-some. But we have it.
Okay.
So that's just something that to think about if we want to do that. So in the meantime, I've also written all the technician notes on here. I won't bore you with it. You can read it in your spare time. But so the chiller had a high pressure alarm, and when R.G. O'Neill came out, they found out that, so our chiller has two circuits, I guess, and one circuit was over-pressurized, and the other circuit was under-pressurized. So what they had to do is they had to take out the, what is it they took out?
Coolant?
It must have been the refrigerant, yeah. They took it out of the high pressure and they had to put it back into the low pressure. And they think ultimately that there is a gasket in between the two of them that needs repair. So that's a huge, huge, major, major repair to where they have to take down the fence around the chiller, bring in a crane to lift out the unit and take it apart to get in there to replace it. They've contacted the manufacturer of the unit, and they confirmed that they believe that is what needs to be done. Now, to do that, I called R.J. O'Neill to talk to our sales rep to ask what are we looking at in price for that repair. And that repair, he thinks, would be just $10,000 in labor alone. Ted seems to think that it might be around a $20,000 repair all in when you factor in any parts.
Did the 10 include the crane?
Pardon?
The 10 was the labor only?
Labor only.
Wow. So I would say that sounds right to me.
Yeah.
With that would be, without even you saying that, I would have, I guess.
Okay.
But I was going to try to offer some perspective on these costs. So if you're, let's just pretend this is a $300,000 replacement. That's like you spending $1,200 on your car.
if you have a $20,000 car, you have to look at the percentage of what that's worth. And I think that's important because these numbers, yes, they're large, but you wouldn't, if your car costs $300 to fix, it's probably, you're not going to be too upset if you have a 15-year-old car.
Right. Well, okay, so I did a little research, and I called the city just to ask about what we've spent in the past, since 2011. Because from what I remember, we've always had a problem with our chiller.
Yes.
Always. So they ran some numbers for me. So in 2011, we had Trico Mechanical.
Yes.
And from 2011 to 2019, when we switched to RJ O'Neill, we spent all in on HVAC. Now that includes our boiler sometimes, or any of our other systems. So it's not just specifically to the chiller, but for HVAC repairs from 2011 to 2019, we spent $107,600.
Wow.
Then when we went to RJ O'Neill from 2019 to just the beginning of this year, and that does not include these last three services, which is over $10,000. So we spent with RJ O'Neill $38,000. So if you add in the other repairs and $107,000, we've spent $153,000 since 2011.
That's a lot.
So I ask and I wonder, is it worth the repair? Or how much time will we get out of doing that repair?
I mean, they're end of life almost already.
Yeah.
It as a whole.
But you don't have a choice right now, unless you have that kind of money sitting around.
Right. Well, we don't.
Well, I don't think we have a choice, but if this proves to be the issue, which time will tell, but what are your options right now?
We would have to probably take out a mortgage. yeah.
Well, that's the reason I use the car repair analogy. You're limping along for so many years until it's time to replace. But these are a lot of costs. But if you look at the systems that they put in here, I don't know what I wasn't around, but mechanical systems on this building, $1.5-2 million.
Right. Well, and also we have never done any capital assessment needs planning for the future. We've always kind of just been fixed. Yeah, reactive to problems. So obviously going forward, we have to
plan,
and that's the next discussion I'm here to talk about. But I also spoke with the director of Plano, and she sent me information because they recently had three of their rooftop HVACs replaced, and they brought in an architectural engineering firm to evaluate their system and to make recommendations on repair or replacement. And the cost of the service for that was $4,700. And then once the board, after they got the assessment, the board approved to moving forward with replacement. And so the firm that did the recommendations also handled the bid documents and the bid openings and coordinating of the project. And then they charged a fee for that, which was $27,000. So the original contract to replace their three rooftop units was $232,000, but they had a couple change orders, so it came out to about $247,000-$248,000. And they also took out a mortgage to finance this project.
Have you talked to anyone at the city? Is there any funding?
I did talk to, I let John know what was going on and Bart know. But nothing real.
But that firm,
charge $27,000 to do it all for 3 units?
Yeah, and coordinating kind of like the...
They oversaw the project.
Those project managers are expensive.
So I don't know how that works with going out to bid, or if they did not have to go out of bid because they use them as a consulting source.
Something that they could have to go out to
RFP. I think like the city would have to do handle the RFP. But they buy out some coordination.
I think they have someone for the new building, the city does, that's coordinating things for that building.
Steve? Rush?
No, I thought, and I could be wrong, but I thought they had another, they were taking it, unless it changed their mind, not in scenes to another, like this, they hired someone.
No.
Be interesting to find out
if the city went ahead. I know they talked about it right as I was leaving that they
right.
were going to do that and take that.
Okay. Then we should
that
definitely find out.
Maybe they got something before.
Okay, in that case, we'd have to get bids. We couldn't just do it through RJ.
You're going to have to go to bid for anything that's been.
Yeah.
So we would.
By statute.
I mean, what do we have? Would we be able to work with the city? Do that.
You have to find out if it's possible.
Yeah.
Maybe find out first if it's possible to work with the city before we.
That would be ideal for us.
And then take the second option to determine.
Mm-hmm. But maybe with this repair, get some time off.
Did they say how evident we need to do this?
You can't do the repair during cooling season.
A lot of the equipment is a year out.
Well, that's what I was just going to say too. Is that if you went today and said, yes, we want to repair this or we want to replace this chiller, RJ O'Neill, if they did it, they are 18 to 21 weeks out right now today. And he says every week that changes this.
So it's not guaranteed. Actually
happened
this year
anyway, so. When you went to the
so it gives us time if you find out first if they say anything. Right? Give us a little bit of time.
Okay.
I mean, I think if we started it today, we wouldn't have it by next week.
Okay, so you said you really would?
No, by the time you get all the paperwork handled, we'll get done.
Well, they could do it, so. Because things have happened. You had to get out of this.
So, I guess for the physical facilities, I mean, this is right in our lab, right? So, we got to start thinking, brainstorming how to deal with this system, how to deal with this. What is our next plan of attack?
But I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg. We got pumps and.
Well, we also
main valves and everything else.
We also have to figure out funding too, because we can ask for an RFP, but we got to have the money. We have to secure that first. We just need to know cost, and then we need to secure.
So maybe we can have this consultant person. I mean, we need, I think, help with some numbers.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ryan, I think to your point, I mean, what did you say? It's like $150,000 over from 2011 to 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like $13,000 a year.
Yes.
In repairs and maintenance to something that's...
Which doesn't sound so...
Right,
outrageous.
Yeah.
Right.
It so, and maybe this...
This month, it's been 10.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, to me, that particular chiller has not been a great piece of equipment.
Well, if you said it was in 2007 and you already started writing up
that's insane. That's not a long time.
Yeah. No.
Something it wasn't. It's not the right chiller. It's not something the same focus.
Right. I can make one comment there. It never, since it was installed, There has never been any preventative maintenance done on the unit from 2007 through 2011.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the big
five
thing.
5 years, nothing was done to it.
Right.
So that's why.
So
it's a combination.
Because we didn't have the money to do it. It's what that's the point where we're cutting hours, cutting staff, cutting everything because the housing market just went. So if it broke, we fixed it. If it didn't break, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Which ends up catching up to you.
Yeah, now it's catching up to us.
I think, though, the important thing is that chiller is a 15 to 20 year. Just kind of like your house. It's similar.
How long? At this point, it was installed in
2007. So it's a 17 year.
It's a 17 year right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's like.
Yeah, they have a life
cycle. So I think you can rebuild those. There's things you can do with those. I mean, this would be a major repair to do this valve. But the boards seem to be some of the problem, too.
Replaced a lot of pieces on that.
Yeah, a lot of the control boards have been replaced, right?
I mean, think of your home furnace. But you don't put that much in, your home if you maintain them.
Right.
But these techs are expensive, too. They come out and come out and do a reset. It's, these people are $1,000 or something.
They're like over $100 now.
Then the boilers had problems, so that number. I mean, I'm not been here that long. It's like the boilers were a problem. Maybe some of the maintenance things caused some of the problems.
Okay, so what's
so plan of attack? So,
I mean, I think. I'm interested in this document because I think when I first started here, it's not a great job. I think I asked about something like this.
Yes,
you guys were like, we did that and we never got a copy of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now I see this.
Oh, we have this.
But this is old.
Mm-hmm.
This is 5 years old. This is old news.
Oh, 2017.
Watch something pretty fresh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is when.
I think R.J. O'Neill has a really good knowledge base of the building, but they're kind of biased. I mean, they'll probably tell you, you should probably replace this stuff.
Because
they're
going to
bid on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they've been really good.
I don't have complaints with them, yeah.
So I shouldn't say that. it's hard not to be a little biased. But this, I mean, you can just Google the lifespan. That's why the other day when you gave me the model number, Google, it's the type of chiller. And, there's articles that you should repair or rebuild it or replace it. And I think the boards and stuff are the presentation because some of those are problems. New stuff has problems too.
All right, so.
The plan of attack.
Yeah, plan of attack.
I'm dodging that one.
Yeah. I think we have. It is end of life. We need to definitely explore the possibility of getting a new one. And because if we go another 5 years on this, I think we're on borrowed time. Because.
One day it's
going to
break.
It's going to break, and it's going to be
too
late. Right.
So yeah, it's worth it to invest with this, with moving it with the crane and all of those things. Is it?
What if I reach out to the city and ask if their facilities manager Steve Rausch can come sit in on a committee meeting?
All right. Okay. He's the one that's shared between Oswego and Yorkville,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So city
there.
Yeah. So let's plan out
a. I think
we
should reach out. It is still a city building.
Yes.
Your department.
All right.
I know there's a fine line of budgets and whatever.
Yeah.
See what they could do.
Mm-hmm.
towards that.
We should see what we have in our fund that we can put towards it. What do we have? What do we need eventually?
You know, and if you go out to bid too, you don't have to take bids.
That's right.
Knowledge. I mean, you're accumulating knowledge.
Well, I mean, you could get an idea and then say, like, oh, wow, this is going to be too much. What if it comes in here? You get longer.
Well, it gives an idea to plan for the future, too. At least you know, dial in what's going to cost.
Yeah.
As we're 2 years out already, so.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Freon or coolant's been the big cost now.
There's some
major shortage of it.
Is the Freon that we have in our chiller still in operation? Or is it the R22 stuff?
I don't know.
I was told that, yeah, is obsolete.
What's obsolete? Freon?
Yes. There's certain grades of Freon that are obsolete. Our server room Freon is R22. So, yeah.
That's original units?
Yes. All of them are.
Yeah, because those usually aren't that expensive.
So, set a physical facility committee meeting.
Let's get
check with
Steve.
The city to see if Steve can sit in on that meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Planning, talking.
I'll have to do the committees. I'll send out, I guess, something.
Bonds are paid for in 2025.
Right.
So that levy for the bonds might be something to tap going forward after that.
Okay.
If you can make it that far.
Yeah, that's the thing. We can bet that's it.
That far.
3 years?
Get out the caulk and duct tape.
I know, that's pushing. But that shutting open that's pushing.
A technical question, maybe Ryan, you know. So it was high pressure on one side, two separate systems, two independent systems, right? High pressure on one side, low pressure on the other. Why is there a gasket in between that? I mean, you wouldn't want to have them shared, right?
Yeah, I definitely couldn't answer that.
I don't.
Apparently, your car has something similar. Mine got overfilled.
It's almost like your car's head gasket went out. Yeah. Pull the engine, cost your fortune.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what we all can relate to. I'm sure a lot of us have had a car that's in it.
I'm just trying to remember some systems from work, and I don't remember them ever having shared. You know, they're independent. I don't ever remember their freedom.
Is it how it flows, maybe? And it's flowing one way, but it's not letting it flow another way because the gas is bad?
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah.
Some kind of.
Yeah. And if we get this repaired, it's the guarantee.
Right. It's one guarantee. It will work.
Mine is the exclusive crane.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's have a meeting with Steve. Let's get this going, and then we'll come up with some type of next step and bring that to the board.
So right now, we're looking a lot.
Yes.
Would that meeting need to be like within working
hours? Oh, because of the
city.
He goes to city council meeting.
Does he?
Good
to know.
Okay. All right. So let's capital needs assessment discussion.
Okay, so when I was over speaking with Bart about something that we'll talk about next, I had said that we should have capital needs assessment done, and he told me that we had one done, and he provided me this.
2017.
It is 5 years old, but gives a good breakdown of every part of the library, and it's lifespan and its replacement cost estimates. So
from 2017.
Right. And it broke it out for, this is a 20-year plan. So this will be good, you know, going forward for planning, for budgeting, for things that we want to replace. But I just wanted to show you an example of this. And the chiller on there for replacement in 2017 was $231,000. RJ O'Neill, I think, told me, he said three. I said, where three? Low three, mid three, high three? And he said mid three. So that was just an off-the-cuff guesstimate.
And that's why you could go out and think about it. If you go out to bid, is it costing a little bit to bother with the documents and stuff? You don't have, I mean, you don't have to go with it.
Just request for information or proposal,
RFI, or RFI. Question, okay. I think that's where we're headed. So next, is that all on that?
That was it. That's, I just wanted you guys to have that for yourselves and look through it.
All right.
Chew on that for a while.
So, do you have this electronically that you can send?
Yeah. I'll send this out electronically to everybody tomorrow.
Thank you.
Are we on a maintenance program now with color equipment?
Yes.
Yeah. So everything's kind of being analyzed?
Yeah, we started that. 4 years ago, 5 years ago, we started.
In 2019, when that first started. Yeah. RJ O'Neill.
Yes. Okay. So we have preventative maintenance done every year.
We do, I think, two times.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they have like a
summer
whole
and winter.
Series.
Okay. All right. Discussion approval, shared marketing nice. Position.
Yes, so this is on page 45. So for quite a while I've been talking about hiring a marketing person, and then we whittled it down to a full-time person. And a couple months ago, Tim Evans reached out to me and said, hey, I hear you're looking for a marketing person, and he is as well. What about the idea of a shared position? I said, I love that idea. So we've been working on this for a while. So we drew up a job description, and we threw out ideas of how it might work out. And I had told him we had money in our budget already approved for it for next year. This is a small amount, based on a full-time position, because there's not only the salary, there's also the incurred costs of insurance and liabilities and all that to benefits. So Tim had drawn up a memorandum to, he's presenting to the city council tomorrow night, and I'm going to go over there as well, basically asking them to approve hiring a full-time person. So this full-time person will report to both Parks and Rec and the library. And it will be based on, at this point, our contribution to the position. So we're looking at, some days they might be working over here 2 days a week, 3 days over there. It might be a matter of when they have their hometown days, that they're concentrating on hometown days for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. When we have mini golf or a large event like this, that they're working over here a little bit more. But we both like the idea of them being present in the building working. So they're not doing it remotely. So they're involved and immersed in the facility as well. So
Like I said, there's the job description on page 47 through 49. And there is a MOU on page 51 that is just an understanding of what the library will contribute, what we will get for that, what the city will contribute, and what they will get for it, and how it will be funded, and the duration of it. And at any time, if it's not working out for either one of us, we can choose to say it's not working out and dissolve the other it. Right. Otherwise, if this continues, it will just blow over each year.
Okay.
Actually, just a little report to both of you, or are they actually an employee of
They city? Will be an employee of Parks and Rec. They'll fall under the Parks and Rec Department.
Okay.
So they'll follow the city's personnel program policies. Mm-hmm. And then on page like 54 through 55, Tim and I kind of laid out a calendar year for the year. Major events that they have and we have. But what we're looking for is someone to do the content creation for marketing, come up with the advertising words, post it in the various locations. Now, like when we post something for the library, there's 17 different places that it goes, and because people get their information different ways. So we got to make sure that we get it out to everybody. So that takes a lot of time, and we're even looking at the fact that this person can go out into the community and let that people know about events and things that are going on, try to find sponsorships and work that part of the job as well.
I thought this is great.
I know, I like the calendar.
What I'm looking for is discussion, approval. What you guys think about this idea?
I think sharing a position like this, this works for both.
Yeah, I know it's something you've wanted for a while. It will take off a lot of the stuff that you and the other directors are doing for social media and newspaper and the different places that we go.
Right. Sometimes things fall through the cracks.
Yes.
And someone says,
yes.
This is still showing up.
Right.
I'm
right.
Sorry.
But if you have one dedicated person that's dedicated to that particular job.
And it's good relationship building.
Yes, between the city and the library.
Definitely. I like it. Mm-hmm.
You offered, just when I did my orientation through the library, you walked me through the library, there's so much here that I had absolutely no idea about. So this particular individual, that would definitely be a benefit to you as far as getting, like you said, getting that information out to the community and all the things that they can actually access. And
that's what we find a lot is, why didn't we have that?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have the time to
Vote
to
it all.
Well.
In the sense of, it's a cost, that's the evil part of it, sorry. But meaning that it's the that individual
correct.
Is always. Is
if they can make those outreach and partnerships and that, there is a value to that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shared cost.
Yeah.
It's nice that you have the opportunity to have it, this particular position be a shared cost as well, versus. Right?
And we had budgeted already.
For
budgeted a part-time person.
Yeah. So this works. This works out perfectly for us.
Who would be invested in both sides as far as the community as a whole?
The community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So we need to take an approval then to Tim. So I mean, we need a vote.
Yeah, we need to vote.
Because this is
particular.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
So under funding, it says the city will cover all of the fees related to the full-time salary position. What will that include?
That will include
the
salary, whatever the salary is, the taxes, the benefits, minus our portion.
Yeah. So that's really, that's a nice benefit.
I think it's a good deal for the library.
Right.
It's
a deal.
Pretty good situation.
Now, granted, we're
contributing what they are. So if this works out, then we will probably be contributing more in the future. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it will be more if it works out.
Yeah. I mean, it's beneficial.
Yeah.
Works out, and yeah, we contribute more towards it, and that's great.
The rate of return, or reassess.
Right, we have to keep track of hours spent.
Yeah.
And that, so we have to be mindful of that.
Yes. Yes.
So we definitely need to understand that this MOU, make sure that it's written correctly. So if everybody could take a look at this,
yes.
And then we can vote on this.
But it will be presented to the city council tomorrow. Yeah. I would really like it voted on tonight.
Yes.
Just so we could move this forward.
One thing I would make a change to is underfunding. It's the library contribution, not the library board contribution.
Oh, okay.
So, you want to make a motion? Right. Make a motion that we adopt the memorandum of understanding for a shared position between Yorkville Parks and Rec Department and Yorkville Public Library in having a full-time community development and marketing position.
Second.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milchewski?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reichstech?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Schimpf?
Okay, great. All right, then last under new business is Directors University 2.0.
Yes, so they just opened up this new conference board. I took this when I first started the position, and it was virtual online. Now they're doing it in person in August, and it will be in Springfield. And they cover the lodging, the materials, and the meals, and at a cost of $150 for 3 days. Yeah.
Wow, that's the same price. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So I applied for it. Okay. I'll find out at the end of the month if I'm accepted. But it just will go over more in depth.
Yes.
Lots of questions, right? And it'll be in person too, which is so much better. You can get better contacts. So I just want to let you know that's out there. Mileage is not covered in that though, so it would be $200 in mileage, so it would be all in cost of $350. Also, in the past, you've sent directors to ALA, and that this year it's in Chicago at the end of this month. I'm not going to that. Next year, it's actually in Chicago. I'm sorry. This year, it's in Washington,
D.C. Well, I was going to say Washington.
Next year, it's in Chicago, which is awesome because we can go on a daily basis, and there's no flights, no lodging. So we can even maybe send other staff members.
Yes, you can pick and choose on the different topics.
But then the next year, 2024, it's in San Diego.
Okay.
So I'd really like to go to that one.
Well, you can send some of the others,
We'll go with each other.
I know, right?
I'll go with the trustee or member.
Just putting that out there. ALA goes on every year as well, the Illinois Library Association, and it rotates, it seems to rotate from Peoria, Springfield, and Rosemont. So this year in October, it's in Rosemont, so I'd like to go to that. We do have that in our budget.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we do that.
We do, for some of your trainings and conferences and travel and lodging.
Yes.
Just letting you know that those are out there, and
well, that's good to take advantage of it. To bring more information to us.
That was all I had.
Okay. That's it. Then we are adjourned.